This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome back to the world of Islamic finance, and we will continue to discuss today about the innovative products that we had mentioned in the last episode. In today's episode, we introduce sukuks or Islamic bonds. Unlike traditional bonds, sukuk are Sharia compliant in nature, thereby making it appealing not only to the Islamic investors but also conventional investors who may be interested in ethical returns. By definition, sukuks represent ownership in an underlying asset, tangible asset, or a project. This aspect of sukuk is what makes it different from conventional bond, where you get fixed returns, you get interest on your bonds. Sukuk's returns are not fixed, but rather it is dependent upon the performance of the underlying tangible asset or the project for which the money has been raised. Now, this aspect of sukuk makes it Sharia compliant because there is no concept of riba here. There's complete prohibition of riba in Islamic finance, and sukuk regards that, respects that principle, and does away with the concept of fixed interest bearing bonds. In fact, the issuances of sukuk have gained popularity to an extent that not only are corporates using the mode of sukuks to raise fund, but even governments are using sovereign sukuk to raise money for their needs. Let me give you an example. Let's say if a government wishes to build a new highway and it needs money, it will not go and visit another bank to raise money. It's not going to go and take interest-based loans, but rather it will use the sukuk mode. What it will do is that it will identify a project which needs to be financed. Let's say they want to build a highway. So once they have identified the project, they create an SPV, special purpose vehicle, for the purpose of the issuance of the sukuk and monitoring the issuances of the sukuk and the project. And after that, they are going to go ahead with the project, that is the highway that needs to be built, and they will issue certificates. Investors are going to come forward and buy the certificates. The return of these bondholders or sukuk holders will be dependent upon the performance of the project. Now, once the highway is ready, it's going to create money for the government through the usage, through the tolls that will be put over there. And this money will be shared with the sukuk holders as their return. And this will continue till the life of the sukuk. Now, once the maturity time comes, the government will start buying back the sukuk at its face value. And thus, they redeem the sukuk from the market. So that's how convenient sukuk can be and Sharia compliant as well. We have just introduced the concept of sukuk to all of you. There is a lot more to study about Islamic finance, and we hope to get into details as we move on. Please remember to like this video, share this video, and remember to subscribe to our channel. If you like this video, please share your thoughts with us in the comment section. If you would like us to make a video on any specific topic on Islamic banking and finance, please share your thoughts as well in the comment section. Thank you for watching this video. I'll see you in the next episode with another product, another investment product, which will be equally exciting and equally beneficial for all of yours learning and understanding. Thank you so much.